Living Prophecies, the Old, Old Message in Modern Language. Today we're reading from the prophecy of Isaiah. Comfort, O comfort my people, says our God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem, and tell her that her sad days are gone. Her sins are pardoned, and the Lord will give her twice as many blessings as he gave her punishment before. Listen, I hear the voice of someone shouting, make a road for the Lord through the wilderness. Make him a straight, smooth road through the desert. Fill the valleys, level the hills, straighten out the crooked paths, and smooth off the rough spots in the road. The glory of the Lord will be seen by all mankind together. The Lord has spoken, it shall be. The voice says, shout. What shall I shout, I ask? Shout that man is the grass that dies away, that all his beauty fades like dying flowers. The grass withers, the flower fades beneath the breath of God. And so it is with fragile man. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O crier of good news, shout to Jerusalem from the mountaintops. Shout louder, don't be afraid. Tell the cities of Judah, your God is coming. Yes, the Lord God is coming with mighty power. He will rule with awesome strength. See, his reward is with him, to each as he has done. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms and gently lead the ewes with young. Who else has held the oceans in his hands and measured off the heavens with his ruler? Who else knows the weight of all the earth and weighs the mountains and hills? Who can advise the Spirit of the Lord, or be his teacher, or give him counsel? Has he ever needed anyone's advice? Did he need instruction as to what is right and best? No, for all the peoples of the world are nothing in comparison with him. They are but a drop in the bucket, dust on the scales. He picks up the islands as though they were no weight at all. All of Lebanon's forests do not contain sufficient fuel to consume a sacrifice large enough to honor him, nor are all its animals enough to offer to our God. All the nations are as nothing to him. In his eyes they're less than nothing, mere emptiness and froth. How can we describe God? With what can we compare him? With an idol? An idol made from a mold overlaid with gold and with silver chains around its neck. The man too poor to buy expensive gods like that will find a tree free from rot and hire a man to carve a face on it. And that's his God. A God that can't even move. Are you so ignorant? Are you so deaf to the words of God? The words he gave before the world began? Have you never heard nor understood? It is God who sits upon the circle of the earth. The people below must seem to him like grasshoppers. He is the one who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and makes his tent from them. He dooms the great men of the world and brings them all to naught. They hardly get started, barely take root, when he blows on them, and their work withers, and the wind carries them off like straw. With whom will you compare me? Who is my equal? Asks the Holy One. Look up into the heavens. Who created all these stars? As a shepherd leads his sheep, calling each by its pet name, and counts them to see that none are lost or strayed, so God does with stars and planets. O Jacob, O Israel, how can you say that the Lord doesn't see your troubles and isn't being fair? Don't you yet understand? Don't you know by now that the everlasting God, the creator of the farthest parts of the earth, never gets faint or weary? No one can fathom the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the tired and worn out, and strength to the weak. Even the youths shall be exhausted, and the young men will all give up. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of war. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famine, pestilences, and
silence before me, O lands beyond the sea. Bring your strongest arguments. Come now and speak. The court is ready for your case. Who has stirred up this one from the east, whom victory meets at every step? Who indeed but the Lord? God has given him victory over many nations, and permitted him to trample kings underfoot, and to put entire armies to the sword. He chases them away and goes on safely, though the paths he treads are new. Who has done such mighty deeds, directing the affairs of generations of mankind as they march by? It is I, the Lord, the first and the last. I alone am He. The lands beyond the sea watch in fear and wait for word of Cyrus's new campaigns. Remote lands tremble and mobilize for war. Each man encourages his neighbor and says, "Don't worry, he won't win." But they rush to make a new idol. The carver hurries the goldsmith, and the molder helps at the anvil. "Good," they say. "It's coming along fine. Now we can solder on the arms." Carefully they join the parts together, and they fasten the thing in place so it won't fall over. But as for you, O Israel, you are mine, my chosen ones. For you are Abraham's family, and he was my friend. I have called you back from the ends of the earth and said that you must serve but me alone. For I have chosen you, and I will not throw you away. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. See all your angry enemies lie confused and shattered. Anyone opposing you will die. You look for them in vain. They will all be gone. I am holding you by your right hand, I, the Lord your God, and I say to you, don't be afraid. I am here to help you. Despised though you are, fear not, O Israel, for I will help you. I am the Lord your Redeemer. I am the Holy One of Israel. You shall be a new and sharp-toothed threshing instrument to tear all enemies apart, making chaff of mountains. You shall toss them in the air. The wind shall blow them all away. Whirlwinds shall scatter them. And the joy of the Lord shall fill you full. You shall glory in the God of Israel. When the poor and needy seek water, there is none, and their tongues are parched from thirst, then I will answer when they cry to me. I, Israel's God, will not ever forsake them. I will open up rivers for them on high plateaus. I will give them fountains of water in the valley. In the deserts will be pools of water, and rivers fed by springs shall flow across the dry, parched ground. I will plant trees, cedars, myrtle, olive trees, cypress, fir, and pine, on barren land. Everyone will see this miracle and understand that it is God who did it, Israel's Holy One. Can your idols make such claims as these? Let them come and show what they can do, says God, the King of Israel. Let them try to tell us what occurred in years gone by, or what the future holds. Yes, that's it. If you are God, tell what will happen in the days ahead. Or do some mighty miracle that makes us stare amazed. But no, you are less than nothing, and can do nothing at all. Anyone who chooses you needs to have his head examined. But I have stirred up Cyrus from the north and east. He will come against the nations and call on my name, and I will give him victory over kings and princes. He will tread them as a potter tramples clay. Who but I have told you this would happen? Who else could predict this, making you admit that he was right? No one else. None other said one word. I was the first to tell Jerusalem, look, look, help is on the way. No one of your idols told you this. No one gave any answer when I asked. See, they are all foolish, worthless things. Your idols are all empty as the wind. Reading Living Prophecies, the Old, Old Message in Modern Language. Today we've read from the prophecy of Isaiah. Now here's a special invitation to join us again next week at this same time as we continue to read from Living Prophecies.